My name is Devon Liebert, and I'm here to tell my story of where I was on September 19th, 1983. At the time of the independence of St. Kitts and Nevis, I was a third form student at the Gingerland Secondary School. At that time, I was a very active young person who was involved in most school activities and other social organizations. These included being a member of the Quiet School, an athlete, and a member of the St. George's Scout Group. I vividly remembered that the Charlestown Secondary School and the Gingerland Secondary Schools were engaged in an athletic meet leading up to independence. Gingerland Secondary School won that competition, of course. Both schools were also engaged in a song competition, which was held at the Gingerland Secondary School. The competition pieces were "Once to Every Man and Nation Comes a Moment to Decide," and "When We Walk Through a Storm, Hold Your Head Up High." There was also a third piece of choice, and my school did "Let There Be Peace on Earth." The competition was keenly contested, and in the final analysis, when the late Phineas Griffin gave the results from the judges, Gingerland Secondary School emerged the winner. This was a very proud moment for all at the Gingerland Secondary School. It was a team effort for the principal, staff, and students for winning two significant competitions, that is the athletic meet and the song competition. The Sunday before independence, I remembered lots were happening both on St. Kitts and Nevis. Ferries came from other islands to assist in the transportation of Nevisians and Kittishans back and forth to celebrate the various activities. That Sunday afternoon, I, along with two of my friends, attended the independence service held at the cultural complex. We got to town early and visited the hospital. We moved from ward to ward. What was quite interesting for us was taking note of who was on the maternity ward, because of course, any child who was born on September 19 was bound to be a special child. There were two ladies who were on the ward at that time, one who had already delivered and the other who was waiting to give birth. As fate would have it, no babies were born on Nevis on September 19th, 1983. The independence service was a massive one. The thing that left an indelible mark on my mind was the performance of the mass choir. I specifically remembered them rendering Mozart, "Glorious is thy name, O Lord," and Handel's "Hallelujah" chorus. It was a treat to behold. As young as I was on Independence Day, I believe that I was the busiest person in town. My day started early with a visit to the airport in my Boy Scout uniform to welcome Princess Margaret as she landed on Nevis. The day continued with my participation in the parade at Grove Park, again as part of the Scout group. There was also a war vessel in the waters of Charlestown, for which I was chosen again as a scout to visit on board. Later that day, I journeyed again to the airport, this time in my school uniform, to wave farewell to Princess Margaret as she departed Nevis. So even though at that time I may not have understood the real meaning of independence, my participation in the events to celebrate the occasion left an indelible mark on my mind. And now, I have a much greater understanding of what it means to come to nationhood. I am proud that I was offered the opportunity to participate in the way I did in 1983.